Providence Hospital in Anchorage is donating nearly $1 million to programs focused on ending homelessness. Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports.
The announcement was made Wednesday to mild surprise and light applause at the Assembly's Committee on Homelessness. A representative from the hospital explained how they decided to strategically direct $975,000 toward various charities and social service programs. The city's homelessness coordinator, Nancy Burke, says the funds will go towards padding out existing programs, for example, $60,000 to Rural Cap for transitional family housing. And in other cases, it's extra money for programs that are fairly new, like $75,000 to a landlord risk pool used in lieu of security deposits for those in critical need of housing.
It's like oil in the system because so many of the programs are functioning on very tight budgets. The state's reducing. There haven't been increases for grants for many years. And so having a little bit of extra resource in the system to do new things is really valuable.
Though Providence has previously made funds available for individual grants, Burke says this is the first time she can recall the hospital proactively coordinating with service providers like this. Part of the reason, she explains, is that the hospital hopes to divert people away from repeated emergency room treatment by investing in solutions to house and rehabilitate individuals. Burke says the move comes amid a broader change in how the municipality pays for services for the most vulnerable residents.
To really change the thinking, we have to change how the money comes into the system also. So I think Providence stepping forward and saying they're willing to do this is very significant.
Though the majority of funds are going straight to service providers, a large chunk is being distributed through the United Way of Anchorage. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.